The Marine Mammal Commission's annual meeting in Washington, D.C. starts today and runs through Thursday. The groups of researchers and policymakers plan to discuss the status of sea mammals across the country, from Florida manatees to bowheads and barrow.
The commission, the Marine Mammal Commission, is the oversight committee appointed by Congress to make sure that Fish and Wildlife, USGS, and the National Marine Fisheries Service are doing a proper job with the marine mammals, and they're also there to provide advice if the agencies need some help with issues that are developing.
Gay Sheffield is with the Marine Advisory Program at UAF's Northwest Campus. Even though D.C. is a long ways away from the Bering Straits region, she says comments and problems presented to the commission can guide long-term investigations and management.
All these problems and our shipping concerns, the information from all the agencies are being presented at this Marine Mammal Commission, and it's a very important body.
Currently, the MMC's Special Advisor on Native Affairs is Vera Metcalf, the Bering Straits-based Director of the Eskimo Walrus Commission. Sheffield says that's a big deal for the region because it means local perspectives on marine mammals are being brought to the heart of governmental oversight on vital subsistence issues. Metcalf is scheduled to speak at the conference today on efforts of Alaska's Marine Mammal Coalition to address Arctic shipping. The MMC will address the five themes constituting its long-term strategic plan. That includes the changing Arctic, developing offshore energy, the health of marine mammals, bycatch in U.S. and global fisheries, and issues associated with growing marine mammal populations. A link to the full public agenda on the annual Marine Mammal Commission meeting is available on our website, knom.org/news.